Rob, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for inviting me.
For folks who don't know, what is the Princeton Review?
Well, the Princeton Review is an education and testing company. We started in 1981 teaching students how to take and master the SAT and ACT, and we've morphed into every standardized test under the sun, as well as helping them with college admissions advice, graduate school admission, career advice, and so on.
What is the best value colleges list? And give us a little history of the list.
Sure. This is the third year that the Princeton Review is collaborated with USA Today on creating our list of 100 best value colleges. And what we've been finding at the Princeton Review, we've been doing a survey on PrincetonReview.com called College Hopes and Worries, and we found that the number one worry for college-bound students and their families over the last few years has been that kids would get into their first-choice schools, but families wouldn't be able to pay for it. So we came up with this list 3 years ago. This is, we come out with it annually to focus on schools that do the near impossible, and that is to not make you mortgage out your future, to actually pay for college. And these schools on this list are exceptional academically, but then couple that fact that they are extraordinary in giving out a great deal of financial aid dollars without forcing students to take out a ton of loans.
Michigan State is on that list.
It is, without question, and it has a lot to be very proud of. When we start to think about, you know, large schools educating lots of students, they also have the massive task of making sure that college is affordable for students, and Michigan State is an excellent example, both from the classroom side of the fence, and I can't stress that enough. We didn't just look at sticker price being low at a school. I mean, that's part of the exercise, but we want to know how aggressively schools are giving out dollars to students to make that sticker price affordable. So Michigan State, about $12,100. Average aid package, and this is for grant aid for a first-year student, is $9,100. So when we start to do the math, we know that a school that even might have a good sticker price at $12,000 can bring it down to an affordable amount for a kid and family.
Where did MSU finish?
Actually, they're on the list of 100. We broke the list out to 50 public and 50 private. Mm-hmm. I only culled out the top 10 in the public and private category. So Michigan State is on the list of 100, but not in that top 10 list. However, there's another usual suspect in your state, University of Michigan, which is number 6 on that list of best value for public schools.
Give us the top 10.
Top 10 for best value public, University of Virginia. And I should say that University of Virginia, this is the third time consecutively that they're in that number one spot. New College of Florida, which is the honors college for the State University of Florida, that's number 2. Number 3, University of Florida. Number 4, Binghamton University, and that's from the State University of New York. Number 5, University of Georgia. 6, again, University of Michigan. 7, College of William and Mary. 8, University of North Carolina. 9, North Carolina State University. And then the last one is in my home city of New York City, Hunter College.
Any other colleges from Michigan make your list?
Just those two, Michigan State and University of Michigan.
And I know that you also compile some other lists. As someone who attended Michigan State University, I can't attest to what happened this year, but in the past, Michigan State has been known as a party school, and apparently they still are.
You know, they're number 8. Pardon me, number 20 on our party school list. They're number 8 on college newspaper. So they're on some exceptional list. But I do a book for the Princeton Review called The Best 373 Colleges. I should say Michigan State has been a usual suspect in that book. I've been a big fan for a number of years. And again, students can find out this information on PrincetonReview.com or pick up the book at any bookstore.
What's the number 1 party school?
This year is University of Georgia. So, again, they made it onto both our Best Value Colleges list as well as our number one party school list. And I should say, for those listings like our party school ranking list, I do 62 different top 20 ranking lists in that book, The Best 373 Colleges, all of which are based on student opinion. So we reached out and got back 122,000 opinion of students to put that book together this past year. And I think a great book, but it comes directly from students. Princeton Review is only the messenger.
And I find it interesting that the Princeton Review has a green list.
Yeah, you know, I'm so glad that you brought that up. This is now probably the third or fourth year that we've been putting out our green list. We pulled it into a book in April 2010. We'll have a new book coming out in April of 2011 as well. But we found overwhelmingly that students were making decisions about which school is the best fit for them based on things that maybe we didn't consider just 5 years ago. And the idea of sustainability, that idea of a school having a real commitment to the environment from a classroom perspective, from a quality of life perspective, and then moving students into green careers. So it's been an exceptional book for us, and I think really a helpful thing for students. And Michigan State has been profiled in the book in the past, and if you tune back in April, I'll tell you if you make it onto the new list.
Michigan State has earned a spot on the Princeton Review Magazine's Best Value College list. We've been talking with Rob Franek from the Princeton Review. And once again, Rob, for people who want more information about MSU as well as other schools, as well as what you need to do, what a person needs to do to get ready for college and how to pay for it, where do they go?
They can go directly to PrincetonReview.com. They can find the interactive list of this 100 Best Value Colleges list on USAtoday.com as well. But again, I'm so glad that I was able to come today, because financial aid is such a part of that fit, especially since college costs have continued to rise over the last 20 years, each year three times past the rate of inflation. So this is need-to-know information for students and families.
Rob, thanks so much for your time.
What a pleasure. Thanks for inviting me.